I'm Brooke Kowecki, WRPR News. As you just heard the crisp sound of organic celery being crunched upon, it reminds you of the trend-oriented society we live in, where yoga is the new 30-minute jog, and a half-calf, half-decaf, no-foam latte is the new cup of coffee. You may find yourself migrating towards these expensive organic foods in the supermarket. However, are these hot new items more nutritious? Or is this craze for organic foods just another trend of the moment? Richard Lowell, professor of biology here at Ramapo, teaches a nutrition and human metabolism class where students learn the ins and outs of healthy diet.
I think there are benefits in organic foods. And the benefits are largely the absence of things, not the presence of things, and the absence of things that are used in that traditional.
According to the Mayo Clinic, the word organic refers to the way farmers grow and process agricultural products. Therefore, it is not a matter of organic foods actually containing more nutrients, but rather such foods are grown without using any chemical pesticides. However, Professor Lowell sees other aspects of diet as a higher priority.
There are other concerns that people should keep in mind about their diet, about the foods that they eat, which are really more important at this point than whether or not they buy and eat organic foods.
Although there is no conclusive evidence proving that organic foods are more nutritious than conventionally grown foods, many people do choose organic. I spoke with Lisa Green, a former participant in an organic foods co-op, to hear her opinion.
One thing that I do like about organic foods is that they're kind of raised for taste or for nutrition rather than for appearance.
With no factual nutritional difference between the two, whether organic or conventional foods remain on top, it is up to the consumer to decide. We can only hope that if organic does exceed conventional, that the prices will go down. I'm Brooke Kowecki, WRPR News.